Okay, so we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and today we are learning Parakei Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Echad Shor Vechad Kol Behema. The same halacha applies to a shor or to any other behema for the following set of, eight different halachos. Number one, the Nefilas HaBar, in terms of paying for a Nezek if it falls into a bar. Number two, La Frashas Har Sinai, when it comes to keeping it away from Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah, because there was Ashras HaShchina, so the animals were not allowed to go anywhere near the mountain. So the pasuk, that's the pasuk in Shemos Parak Yitzes that says Vigbalta Asam Saviv Lemari Sharmalchamalos Paranagob Bekatzei Kol Negebar Mosimas Lo Siga Bayad Kisakol Yiskol Yareim Behema Im Ish Lo Yichya Vimshocha Yovel Hema Yaluvahar. That it's only when they hear the shofar they could go back up on the mountain. So it only mentions Behema, but it's not only Behema. It's a shor, and it's every Behema. It's not only the classic Behema you would imagine. Tashlume kefel, when it comes to paying kefel for stealing an animal, it's any behema. Lashavas aveda, when it comes to returning a lost animal, even though, shoro kesef, I think, whatever, it only gives examples of a couple of animals when it comes to hashavas, shavas aveda. Lipriko, when it comes to unloading a package from that an animal schlepping around. Lichasim, when it comes to the issue of muzzling an animal as it's doing work for you. Liklayim, when it comes to the issue of mating different types of animals with each other, l'shabbos, when it comes to the din of shvisas behema on Shabbos, that an animal is not allowed to do work. In all of those cases, that is true whether it's a shor or whether it's any type of animal, meaning your dog can't do work for you on Shabbos either, and that's an iser midaraisa. Rav Nevin Salivin writes on the bottom of his Mishnah Berurah, if you could somehow train your dog to turn on your light for you, by jumping at the light switch and hitting it, that's a violation of shvisas behema. And the same is true when it comes to a chayav of as well. It's not only a behema. Im kein, lama nemar shor chamor. Why then does it say about shor chamor as opposed to any all animals? Those are the most common cases. So the Torah mentions shor chamor because that's the most common thing to fall into your bar as it's walking around. But really, it could have been anything. So now we move on to Perek Hakones. Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. So Hakonis Tzon Nadir V'Nal B'Fnei Karaoi. If you bring a sheep into the pen and you lock it up properly, you close the door and lock it well, and then somehow Ruach Shein Metzuya came and blew down the gate V'Yatzav Hazika, and therefore the animal went out and managed to damage Potter. So you don't have to pay because you did what you're supposed to do. You locked it up as best you can. Lo Nal B'Fnei Karaoi. But if you didn't lock it up as best you can, V'Yatzav Hazika, and it goes out and it damages Chayiv, then you, in fact, are going to be chayiv to pay. Nifritz of Elayla Shepertzua Listim, if the owner of the sheep locked the pen, but somehow the wall became broken through somehow, meaning the wall was good, but somehow someone came, or some tornado came or something, and blew open a hole in that wall in the middle of the night. So, or Partua Listim, a bunch of bandits came and broke through V'yatzav Hazika, and therefore the animal got out and did damage. Potter. So again, you potter. The wall broke, but it wasn't. You did everything you could. So Hotziuha Listim, if the bandits themselves took the animal out, then Listim Chayav, and then the Listim are going to be Chayav to pay, because we view it as if they had Kinyani Geneva on it. Kinyani Geneva doesn't mean that it's yours. You still have to give it back, but it means that it's yours as far as your responsibilities for it. So they're fully responsible for it. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah in Parakei, Mishnah Zayin, we said that that there are eight different halachos that apply to any type of animal, whether it be a shor, whether it be any other type of animal. And they are for falling into a bar that you're chayv, for hafrashas, keeping it away from Har Sinai, for tashlume kefel if you stole it, for hashavas aveda, for prika, for chasima, for the Yisra of Los Saxum Shorbedisha, for kalayim, crossbreeding different animals, and for the mitzvah of Shvis Behema on Shabbos. And the only reason we mentioned Shor HaChamor, because those are the most common things to fall into a bar. And then Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you bring your animal into a pen and you lock it up really well, and somehow it got out and damaged anyway, you're potter. But if you didn't lock it up really well and it gets out and damages, you're chayiv. Now, if list and break into your pen and then your animal gets out, you're going to be be potter, and the listim are going to be potter from the damage that your animal does as well. But if the listim bring the animal out, then they have kinyan and gnev on the animal, and then the listim themselves are going to be chayv. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Beis.